This is a Sichuan news update. A local software developer wants to make buying local produce to support Vancouver Island farmers a lot easier with a new website.
I want to see people feeling connected to their food again. I want to see people feeling empowered to grow their food, to share their food with their communities, to support each other.
That was Josh Fraser, a software developer and co-founder of the online platform Homegrown. Homegrown is a new online marketplace for local food that helps local farmers, bakers, and makers connect with people wanting to purchase local food items. Fraser and his business partner Michelle Gordon both shared an interest in buying local produce and goods. But after finding how surprisingly hard it would be to buy locally, they came up with an idea.
And I think that's a problem a lot of people have, is how to connect with the community that underpins an area. That was the challenge that I wanted to solve, was make it easy for people to just jump in and see, okay, this is who's selling in my area. You know, these are the farms that are here. These are maybe the new up-and-coming folks who are just starting out. And I can go buy direct from them, and I don't have to wade through the sea of Google search results that don't really match what I'm looking for to find it.
While many local producers may attend farmers markets, Fraser says this platform allows buyers to know when and what markets they'll be attending and other ways to purchase food or items they produce.
And if you're like me, your life is probably pretty chaotic, and you may not be able to make it to those farmers markets, or you may not be able to plan and buy enough from those markets to fuel your week. And so, like, fundamentally, it's hard to use a farmer's market as your full-time, like, this is where my food is coming from. And if you are like me and you want to buy more local food than just once a week, there's not really a whole lot of other options. So that's kind of what we're trying to get at, is can we provide some other avenues for people to buy local more than just once a week.
Homegrown makes it easier for farmers and food producers to sell their goods outside of farmers markets. Sellers will get the chance to list a pickup locations for the buyers to meet them at, whether it's at a commercial kitchen, a farm, or a farmer's market.
So if you're selling out of multiple markets, or say like a market and a farm stand, or you're producing salsa at two different commercial kitchens throughout the week or whatever, you know, these are the ways that we found people were operating. So rather than try to get them to do something else, we built a platform that makes that easy. You list your locations, your customers can see exactly where you are on different days of the week, and they can order from those locations and pick up on those days.
As a regular at the Island Roots Farmers Market that happens from 3 to 6 p.m. every Wednesday at Bevan Park, Fraser says he tries to shop local produce whenever he can. He says this interest first came from wanting to find ways to combat climate change and seeing how climate change could affect the food supply chain to Vancouver Island.
I mean, we all lived through COVID and saw what happened when, how fragile kind of our supply chains can be. These like big industrial beasts that then like fall over as soon as somebody gets a boat stuck in a canal or whatever. So I think a cool thing about Homegrown, a cool thing about sort of local food systems, is they're a lot harder to disrupt. So, you know, if your neighbor down the street is growing potatoes and sharing them with, you know, your block or your town or something, and a boat gets stuck in a canal or a pandemic hits or whatever, those potatoes are still there. You know, they don't need to be shipped in. Nothing needs to change. You can still get them.
Following a recent pilot program in Squamish, Homegrown is now live for buyers and sellers to sign up and use the platform online. Along with sellers in Squamish, on Vancouver Island, products can now be purchased from producers West Coast Spores in Cowichan Valley and Glasson Farm in Nanaimo. West Coast Spores sells a variety of kits to grow gourmet mushrooms, while Glasson Farms offers forest-pastured pork, grass-fed beef, and a variety of free-range poultry products. Fraser says he also hopes Homegrown becomes a place to showcase alternative and indigenous food systems that aren't normally seen in a typical grocery store.
Indigenous food systems, you know, often go sort of like unseen, even though those are the food systems that are most inherent to where we live. I think there's a lot of opportunity for people to connect with different types of food and different types of people than they maybe otherwise would connect to.
Fraser says while the platform is still in its early days and focusing on getting people from Vancouver Island and Squamish involved, he hopes the platform can be used all over the province so everyone can connect with local food hubs. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.